Thank you. Amen. We're going to be ready to receive the word of God by way of our pastor. Amen. Elder David Cannon Jr. Can we greet them with a hearty praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord!
Just think of this. If all of us brighten up the corner where we are,
yeah.
Hallelujah. We want to get all my bus drivers a hand praise.
Amen.
We want to get our bus drivers a hand praise. Amen. And when we came back from Georgia here, we got into bed at 12:40 and 1 o'clock. And some tyrant leader had them up at 3:15. I ain't tell you who the tyrant leader is, but the tyrant leader had them up at 3:15. So that means he only slept 2 hours and drove 17 hours. How many know we serve a mighty good God? And I struggled to stay awake with the bus drivers because I said, I know how hard it is. You ain't sleeping 2 hours. And you look back there and everybody else is relaxed. You want to relax too. But God is good. So we thank God for my brother, Elder Timothy. because of the spiritual blessing of being there. Amen. Amen. Somebody said, I'm going to use names. Somebody said, next year, you better get two buses. He said, and make the Saints come. Can you make the Saints come? That's my choice. Amen. Right? But we missed so many spiritual blessings. Trust me, if you weren't there, you missed the spiritual blessing. So we just thank God for all that he's doing and what he's going to do. I know, Brother Chris, I know you, if you were playing for $800, after he paid for each one, I don't know what he was doing. I know what you were doing, because after he paid for the last one, he lost his car. He couldn't figure out which car. He's like, wait a minute, I lost my car. He's like, man, how am I going to pay that $800? Right? Did you lose your car? Lost his car. Thank God for that. We just thank God for that sacrifice. Amen. Amen. Now that we've done all that, we shout, we praise, we've done everything. Can we say everything else? All right, y'all ain't with me. I said everything else. Well, ain't no use for me waiting to the end of the service, because y'all, some of y'all might leave early. So I feel we get it out early.
Amen.
All right, so we'll know, so we can say, let me see how I can help out in this situation. Amen. Right. Well, let us turn to Matthew, the 16th chapter. We're going to read verses 1 through 4 together. And I won't be very long. But we're living in a very dangerous time spiritually. Amen. And Brother Stephen, the song you sang has been on my mind all week. Amen. I'm no longer a slave to fear.
Yes.
I am
a child of God.
Matthew 16, verse 1 reads. Now, listen, I was not fussing when I made that announcement. I just figured I'd do it before all. You know, because sometimes when you go to people, they say, well, you talking about me? I wasn't talking about nobody. Just talking about all of us, right? Because we all have to share in the responsibility. Amen. To make sure things are in order. We're going to read verses 1 through 4. Verse 1 of chapter 16. Now, yes, you can call me to find out. No, you call. Let me put it out there. But the problem is that when they call, we ain't working, couldn't do it. I needed somebody that wasn't at work to have that. So yes, I know three or four of y'all don't get called. So leave it at that. So you know who you are, so don't ask. Well, you know what? You don't have to ask that. All right. But it takes, Bishop Reese was teaching us in Georgia, it takes everybody in church doing their part.
Amen.
How many know it takes everybody in church?
Amen.
To do their part. We all have something we have to do. Amen. Verse 1 reads, the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, he said it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and glory. Oh, ye can discern the face of the sky, but ye cannot discern the signs of the time. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah. And he left them and departed. Lord, we thank you today for your word. Lord, we thank you for the testimonies of victory. Lord, we thank you for safe traveling to Georgia and back, watching over the drivers, all of the passengers in the vehicle. Lord, we just say thank you. Now, Lord, our heart's desire today is speak a word to our heart, speak a word to our mind, and speak a word to our spirit. And for this, we thank you to the church. Say in Jesus' name,
Jesus.
Amen. You may be seated. We are living in dangerous times. But it should not be a fearful time for a child of God.
Amen.
We're living in dangerous times indeed, but it should not be a fearful time, because the Bible has already prophesied these days that we live in. And Paul told Timothy these are going to be perilous times, dangerous times. And what makes these times more dangerous than anything is that unfortunately many in the church are asleep. That's dangerous. When Jesus says, watch and pray that you enter not into
temptation.
And everyday English, I mean, when the world go crazy, you're in the church, don't you go crazy. Are you all with me? That's everyday English. Why? Because Jesus told them in Matthew, he said, I already told you beforehand that these events are going to take place. So when they begin to happen, he said, don't be afraid, but most of all, don't be asleep. Right? Because how can a person be asleep and walking? How can you be asleep and walking? So we read here in the scripture, it says, the Pharisees and the now they were actually spiritual enemies. Pharisees didn't believe what the Sadducees believed. The Sadducees didn't believe what the Pharisees believed. The Sadducees believed there's no resurrection, there's no angels. The Pharisees believed there was a resurrection and there were angels. But how many know when people want to attack your spirituality, even the enemy will put down their differences to try to tempt you. So they put down their animosity toward each other to try to tempt Jesus. And they said, well, Jesus, show us a sign from heaven. And Jesus said, it's amazing how you're able to look out. Let me ask you all this question. It's cloudy outside, so what's it doing?
Raining.
This ain't a trick question, y'all. Come on.
Raining.
This ain't a trick question. It's cloudy and wet outside, so what is it doing?
Raining.
That means we can discern the face of the sky.
Amen.
Amen. So if we can discern the face of the sky, Jesus said, now look, you can see all of these natural occurrences taking place.
Yes.
But you're asleep.
Jesus.
Because you don't see what's happening spiritually. Amen. Are you all with me?
Amen.
You can see naturally what's taking place. But spiritually you are asleep. Now we've already read this third verse of the 16th chapter of Matthew. He said, and in the morning, you will say it's foul weather. He said, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern. All right. Can you put that up there for me, Sister Alexis? Put that up there. You can discern the face, but you cannot discern. These are dangerous times because unfortunately even the church has fallen asleep. We're not talking about a natural sleep, but we're talking about a spiritual sleep. Things are happening all around us, all near us. And we fail to recognize the necessity of things we need to make for our soul. Because we are
asleep.
Let us turn to the 12th chapter of Chronicles and the 32nd verse. Now we're dealing with the signs of the times. Actually, we're going to give you all our message so to get in you anyway. All right? Oh, I don't even tell you. Do you have that? I'm sorry. Our message, do you know what time it is? Do you know what time it is? And if we spiritually know what time it is, we need to help bring somebody else up where we are. That's our message. But our subject topic would be, it's time for you to wake up. Do you know what time it is? And it's time for you to
wake up.
The scripture says, 1 Chronicles 12 and verse 32, it says that the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the Lord, have mercy. If we can't stop now, if we don't see what's happening now, I actually had to go out to Minister Simon's house to help with the meter lady, and the lady said, well, she said, I don't think I can bring you far. I said, no, I just came from the church. She said, oh. Who are you? I said, I'm the pastor. She said, well, I'm Catholic. She said, well, even though I'm Catholic, I got to ask you a question. She said, I'm seeing all these storms. She said, I'm seeing all these natural disasters that we've never seen before in life. She said, I'm Catholic, but I'm not too blind to know something's up. She said, Pastor, do you think something's going on? I said, no, I don't think I know. Because if you watch Florence when he went to Mexico Beach, there was a train. I don't know if those cars were loaded or not. But this train was over two-thirds of a mile long, almost a mile long. That Hurricane Florence went to Mexico Beach and knocked every train. Every train over on this side. Listen, how many of us know you don't have to be a rocket scientist and figure out what went through there? To knock newspaper and television reporters were saying, what kind of storm is this? We have never seen a time where the wind, and they just kept going back and forth. And each train, they said, weighed over 60 tons, each section. Over 60 tons, and that wind went through it. Laid them over on their side. I mean, no, that's a sign. That's a sign that something's happened. Jesus tells us in the 24th chapter of Matthew. Now, this ain't a scary message, so I ain't preaching doom and gloom. But I'm saying it's time for us to wake up. Jesus said, when you see all these things taking place, then it's time for us to look up. Because your redemption is. So the men of Issachar, they understood the times to know what Israel ought to do. The heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their command. So it said they knew the times, but they also knew what to do. We know the times, but my question is, do you know what to do? Do you know how to shake yourself? Do you know how to wake out of sleep? So now let us go to Romans, the 13th chapter. And maybe I'll just read these verses. But it amazes me how Paul is writing to the church? Paul is writing to the church. But Paul tells the church, you are asleep. Why? Because you're worried about all the insignificant stuff that has nothing to do with your eternal soul. And you're neglecting the most important thing God bless you with, and that is your soul. Well, you got to understand, I admit, one of the things Bishop Reed said, he said, he had a big church. Church, he's not like us, little church. He said it amazes him how so many people can miss church. You only have church twice a week. So he said, let me ask you a question. All right, so now you miss church some 7 days a week, some 6 days a week. How many of us miss eating 6 days a week? Unless you're on a special fast. Wait a minute, y'all. Can y'all talk to me? I'm just talking about. Well, you know, I'm so busy doing this, I'm so busy doing the business. That ain't no excuse. It's time to wake out of sleep. Right? Your soul is a part of you that's going to live on forever somewhere. He said, how? He said, now, he tells his saints, he makes sure, he said, y'all don't miss food. But why do you keep missing church? Now, it's different when your job mandates you because you got to have a job. And your job says you can't go. But I'm talking about you just don't feel like going to church and get up in the morning. I don't feel so good today. So I just ain't going to go to church. Y'all with me? Or somebody says something crossways to you and you taking it out on God. It's time to wake out of sleep. Because the devil has loved us. You know, years ago we preached a message, don't let the devil rock you to sleep. Sir, rock you to sleep. You don't know how now make you down to sleep. You know, we should sing those lullabies, trying to get the baby to go to sleep. And you just keep on rocking them. And most time we fell asleep before the baby did. Well, the devil has a lot of us in a bassinet. He's just rocking us. Things that should have some spiritual significance, we just leave it doing. Jonah, everybody's calling that God. He got in the hinder part of the sleep, ship asleep. Arise and call on the God. You're in a dangerous situation, but the devil, is he just rocking you? Amen. You're supposed to be seeing what's going on, but you're worried about everything else but your soul. All right. Now, I already said it can't be long because some kind of way y'all got past my cutoff time. But the preacher the other night said, can he get 5 more minutes?
Amen.
I need more than that.
Yes.
Because our soul is way too important to keep playing around with God. So he says, I'm going to go through this. So Romans 13:7 says, and that knowing
the time that
the men of Israel knew the time.
Yes.
And they knew what they ought to do.
Yes.
Now the church knows the time. But my question is, do we know what we should do?
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Y'all gonna have to shout when somebody else get up here. Because it's alarming. It's alarming how we can miss so much church and say, oh, how I love Jesus. Right? Down in Georgia, I spoke at Bishop Church. We said, you get victory by faith. Victory comes through faith. But the only way you show you have faith is through, y'all got it, obedience. You can say you have faith, but if you're not obedient, how can you have faith? It says by faith, when God called Abraham to go out, he went out to a place not knowing where he went, but he obeyed. When God warned Noah, I know it's never rained before, but I need you to trust me on this. I need you to accept the time that's coming. I need you to be obedient. So I need you to build me an ark. And Noah, everybody in the world will think you crazy. I don't want you to build it down in the water. I want you to build it away from the water. Noah, I don't care how long it takes you to build the ark, I need you to be obedient and build the ark. Noah built the ark for 120 years. But the rest of the civilization was asleep. He told Lot, he said, Lot, I'm about to destroy this place. Sin and iniquity is abounding. He said, you need to come out of here. He said, do you have any other sons and daughters in the city? Go out and warn them that I'm about to destroy this place. He said, Lot, amen, that God was going to destroy the city. You can't tell God you have faith and you have victory and that you love Jesus if you are obedient, if you're not obedient. Because I heard the scripture say, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. But he said, as a matter of some is. You can't follow in everybody else's footsteps. Your salvation is too important for you to play with God. Amen. How many of us know when we're going to transpire? As a matter of fact, our brother Fritz was telling me that he had to go to one car accident. And I don't know if it was rainy or what, but what the gentleman, it happened so fast, Fritz, he probably didn't know what happened. The guy went under a tractor trailer, took the whole top of the car off, including the guy's head. An accident. I'm sure he didn't see that happening. He didn't know what was going to happen, but was he prepared to meet the Savior? So my question today, forget about everything else. Are you ready to meet God? Are you, all the excuses, be obedient. So Romans 13:11 said, no other time than now it is.
My God's
time. To what?
The way God's sleep.
With Paul, you're writing to the church. You're telling them they need to wake out of sleep? Yes. Because you're going through life as normal, but you fail to realize everywhere you go, the devil has set traps trying to destroy you. The devil has traps. The devil
I'm acquainted
with you when you sit down. I'm acquainted with you when you stand up. I'm acquainted with you when you go on your way. So God said, that's not true. But you're majoring on minors because the devil is just wrong you to sleep. Everything is happening all around you and you fail to see how serious salvation is. So you know what, this time the devil, can I play the devil's advocate even though I can't stand it though? I don't like him a little bit. But this is how the devil works and this is how sin works. Are you with me? What you do in the beginning when you do something wrong, you feel bad. So the devil said, well, it's all right. We got a good reason why you didn't have to do that. So then the first time is hard. But the more you do it, the easier it gets. So it's bad when I miss a day, but then you miss 2 days. It bothered me a little bit. I ain't just talking about missing church, I'm talking about missing after God. Listen, y'all gonna be mad at me anyway. I might as well do it all right. Be mad anyway, you know, you should be trying to sugarcoat it. Cause if I sugarcoat it, you leave out like you came in, if you're not right, but I don't know what you know. Can we say amen?
Amen.
If I sugarcoat it, you leave out like you came in, and you continue. I don't like being in no devil's rocking chair. If I want to be in the rocking chair, I want to be in the Lord's rocking chair.
Yes.
So I was using the scripture earlier. I said, well done, thy good and what?
Faithful servant.
That faithful servant is the Greek word bond servant. So what a bond servant is I surrender my will to the will of the master.
Yes.
I don't fight. Because I am the bondservant. Paul said, I am the bondservant of Christ. So, because well done, thy good and faithful bondservant. So what God has asked you to do, you're doing well with me without resisting. So God can say, well done, thy good and faithful bondservant, because it's not my will, but so we all wait for that. But are we really bondservants? Are we really faithful? How many know excuses come a dime a dozen?
Yes.
My brothers know, my father don't let me make no excuses. But the church is just being rocked to sleep. The thing is, what's it going to take? So it's high time for us to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation, what? It's nearer than we believed. So the devil rocks us asleep. So as he's rocking us asleep, we got saved. How many of y'all know who y'all not saved by sight you were? I thought I was excited. I was running for my life. I was happy to be in church. Every time the church door is open, I used to beat the door open. But when the devil started rocking me to sleep, get there when I get there.
Jesus.
And you better be there again.
Jesus.
Just be wrong now.
All right.
It's no desperation.
Jesus.
It's no real desire to be with God.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if y'all really want to be rocked to sleep, you're preaching too much truth. I gotta go give it to somebody who don't preach the truth.
Yeah.
So then when I get in church, then you step on my toes and I feel all right. You've still been rocked.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're not making preparation
for
your soul. It's high time to wake up and sleep, but now is our salvation.
Here.
Not further, but what?
Here.
So the question is this. Every man's soul is making a sense. How much did you come to church when you first got saved?
Time.
How much did you come to church now?
Jesus.
It's time
to wake up.
It's time to come out of there. It's time to stop making excuses. All right, can I have a couple more minutes? Who's the church boy? I won't even charge y'all overtime today. You're just making my round table. Just making my regular pay. Y'all ain't got to pay me for the half hour of over. That's on me. Y'all ain't got to pay me for this. Because I ain't doing it for money. should it be to spend all these years in church and then come before God and start making excuses? The Bible says, well, for us, for the saints, judgment begins where? Us where? God is judging us every day. So when God sends a message like this, because he's judging us. And his judgment is not intended to overthrow or hurt us. His judgment is intended to align us with his will and his way. Amen? So now, let us go to Ephesians, the fifth chapter. I'm just going to read a couple more verses. And the question we want to ask is, how can the church be asleep and awake at the same time? How can we be asleep and awake at the
same time?
Because we are spiritually sleeping. Our natural eyes are open, but our spiritual eyes are Jesus says this, having eyes to see and they don't see. That means something is wrong. You can see, but you can't see. Having eyes to hear and they can't hear. Well, what's the problem? It's a spiritual condition. He said, I don't need you to focus on your natural. Stop worrying about all the money and all the other stuff that you want to get down here. Stop. We worry about what Jesus can take care of. See ye first the kingdom of God and his
righteousness.
Let me do what he tells you to do. That's all it means. Well, I ain't reading, just start reading some more then. See ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And God said, if you do your part, oh man, you ain't gotta work for it. Why has the world enforced us? Yeah, I know. Don't be conformed to this world. We be transformed by y'all give it the wrong day. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind. But how come the world is influenced all by decision making?
Amen.
Because we have eyes to see. But we a stubborn spirit. A stubborn spirit is this. I know what we got no rocks in here. Don't y'all put no rocks in there. Right, I know this ain't no pleasant message, but hey, you know what? Don't you want to be saved?
Amen.
You can't keep playing with God. God's not a toy. God's serious business.
Amen.
A stubborn spirit says, God is doing everything around you. You can't see it, Balaam. That's stubborn. Because you already went to God and said, God, should I do this or should I do that? God said, don't do it. I'm just saying the absolute honest God truth. You already know God said, don't do it.
Right.
Like somebody came to me and my wife and said, I want to get marriage counseling, but this is what God told me not to do. He said, well, you don't need counseling. God, you already said, God said, don't do it, because the person that you're involved with, you really aren't in love. So why are you asking us to do what you're telling us God said? Does that even make sense?
No.
Guess what? They still did. Balaam went to God. God says, the people are blessed. Don't mess with God's people. Don't mess with God's people. Leave God's people alone. You can go mess with everybody else, but look at somebody and say, leave God's people alone.
Leave God's people alone.
We ain't been talking that much, but you might as well talk until you wake up. I know I'm tired too, boy, but that's all right. I came out here earlier this morning. But listen. Leave God's people alone.
Amen.
God said, Balaam, you can't curse those people. They're blessed.
Yes.
That should have been the end of the story.
Yes.
But when the devil rocks you to sleep, when you got eyes to see, you can't see, you miss it. So he said, all right, God did not give me permission to go with you. Go tell Balak I can't come. So, Balak said, I know what to get you every single church. I know what to get you out of the church. How many know God know what to get you out of church? I know what to get you some more money. Say more money.
More money.
Yeah, we start messing with money. God understands if I'm in church for
more money.
God understands I'm in church for more money.
Yeah.
More money.
Yeah.
More money.
Yeah.
We're going to live in this church with more money. you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. You need some more money. When I give you more money, you're going to disobey God because you're a loving man. But how many know we cannot love God and you? Know, I'm going to give you the whole Bible. You might want to talk to me anyway, y'all. Why? Because you can't So God said, Balaam, you cannot go. I don't care what they do. How many of the devil's never confesses your first answer? Oh God. Oh, I'm going to miss church. I'm going to do this. The devil's like, I got a better one for you. So I'm going to, how many know he always comes back a second time? All right, give me 5 minutes for real. I'm almost finished. Because I'm over time. The devil knows what gets you where it's worse. Yes. Every one of us have a different something that gets us. Some of us is jealousy. Some of us is envy. Some of us is other people. Some of us because I didn't grow up that way. That's hard to understand when in Christ is supposed to be a new creature this world. But he knows what gets us. So what gets me won't get you. Right? That's why you have to get godly counsel and not advice. Because advice is by your life experiences, but counsel is from the mouth of God.
Amen.
So you go out and talk to people, they tell you everything they do, they give you all the advice. Blessed is the man that walketh in.
Because when you're setting your own way, not even the devil, like anyone else, can get your attention.
because you're determined to do what you're going to do. Even though if it's a contrary to God, well, I can just do what I want to do. Yes, so could Adam and Eve, but they paid the price. They were kicked out of paradise because they disobeyed God. Now, I'm going to finish on Balaam because it's a lot more. I can't go there. So Balaam, the Lord opens Balaam's eyes. Now, this is when you know you're really asleep. You're real sleeping right now. Because he see the angel standing there to kill him. And he said, oh God, forgive me. Have mercy on me. I saw the angel. I knew I should go. You read about this. This is like Numbers 21, 22, 23, right? So then he says, now Lord, if you don't want me to go, I'll go back. You just repented for sinning. You just repented for doing the wrong thing. You just said, Lord, have mercy on me, I was wrong. Did you say if you want me to go back, I'll go back? God said, I still didn't reach you yet. I still didn't reach you yet. Because when that first, when you opened, you saw that angel of the Lord, you should have been running back. But God let him go ahead and go. If you go up to the 32nd chapter of Numbers, you'll find out God destroyed Balaam and all the rest of them because he wanted the wars of iniquity. Don't let the devil rock you to sleep. Don't allow secondary things. Can I just go to one more verse? All right. If you want to feel like you know, let's go to Luke. I'm going to close in Luke. All right, let's go to Luke. I just want to close here because this is what has most of us so preoccupied we can't see God. We can't find God. Even in the midst of a deplorable situation, we just keep going. You know, you ever see people that live through abusive situations and say, why didn't you come out of it? A lot of us are suffering some spiritually abusive situations because we won't come out of it. I want to close in Luke, the 21st chapter, the 32nd verse, starting here. Jesus says, verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word. Listen, God's word will never pass away. He said, and take heed to your, this is my message to the church today. This is my message. Do you understand what time it is? And it's time to wake up. Lest at any time your heart should be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and what? Cares of this life. What are the cares of this life, sir? Cares of this life is just rocking you to sleep. And you're missing God. Cares of this life, and so that day come upon you, you're asleep. You're asleep. Why? Because of everything else, you're seeing and missing God. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. God said, but I can help you out. What? Watch ye therefore, as we all say. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and stand in good standing before God. We're living in a dangerous and a perilous time spiritually. It's high time to awake out of sleep. It's time to wake up. We've been to so many homegoing services and stuff lately. People are transitioning from time to eternity. You can't be in a situation because you're comfortable with it if that's what God is telling you to do. How many know it's more important to obey God than man? Amen. The scripture says it's better to do what? Obey than sacrifice. We're living in dangerous times. During the time, it's time for us to wake up asleep. For now. is our salvation nearer than we first believed.